What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Gym Floor. Really interesting episode this time around. We unpacked one of our pillars called self, and unpacking the idea that your business will only grow as much as you will. So we talked about Jason and myself's why, our values and our company values, and how unpacking all those will allow you to get through some really tough times in your business. And if you don't have them, how you might fall out the other end. We also unpack, has there been a shift on Instagram in terms of the content that it likes, the content that we are liking as people? Is it being influenced by threads? And maybe just some changes on how we're approaching things, on how we're going to deliver all of our content, both in the pod, YouTube, and on the socials as well. If you enjoy the episode, please subscribe. And just a note for all the Spotify listeners, if you hit the share button down the right-hand side, it won't black out. Instead of screenshotting, hit the share button straight to Instagram and people can click through straight away as well. So that'd be great. Appreciate it. Helps our reach a lot. And we hope you enjoy the episode.
It's black. You know, yeah. What I think about dark colors, you know,
there's a lot of places I can go with a long circular.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was very descriptive about dark colors.
What you actually meant by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had that industry drink bottle that they gave me for free when I bought my jumper.
Yep.
But it had an open top on it.
Yeah. Oh, you want the sippy cup.
Which I love that you said that. So I'm coming back to that. So in the car, I couldn't drink from it because I was going to cover myself.
Yeah, that's my one.
Yeah. That, and I usually have something else in it, whether it's cordial or from the other podcast we're talking about.
Vodka, whatever.
Whiskey. Just the whole thing.
Yeah. Making mojito for the day.
So I was like, I need one with a sippy lid on it. So, yeah, Amy got this. So
sippy lid.
I was in the gym and I was like, that's a good video about like just reducing friction around simple shit.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're on the Learn podcast, so let's talk, say, around your business, but also obviously training and communicating with your clients, like friction, how simple we fucking are.
Yeah.
So, first day I went to the gym. Sure, it's probably a novel thing, but I've been twice with it now. Drank the full liter inside the workout.
Yeah.
Whereas previously, I'd maybe have a third, maybe a half, because it's just like, I've got to undo it. I can't walk when I drink. It's like it's an extra layer. I have it beside my bed. I have to sit all the way up, undo the lid, make sure I don't spill it. Now, sippy lid, I'm on it. So I record this video and I'm trying like a different way of approaching content.
Yeah.
Just a faster, easier, punchier. I think maybe we'll come back to that on the topic. So I think threads has affected Instagram in a very short period, or I'm seeing it differently.
Yeah.
I want to know your opinion.
Sure.
But the video was like, reduce friction any way you can. I introduced a sippy cup and drank an extra liter for the day, blah, 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 blah. And I sent it to Jess because she's like my test for everything. And the editing's like a CapCut template. So it's all like dark flashes.
Yeah.
Cool shit. She's like, is it deliberately supposed to look hardcore and then be funny because you wrote sippy cup? And I was like, yes. She's like, then it's fucking great.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, as soon as I brought it up, you're like, oh, sippy cup.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what else you would call it.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, what's the adult terminology for a sippy cup?
I am also team sippy lid.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not against the sippy lid. I just fucked up and bought like a big drink bottle. I don't want to buy another one.
Yeah. Yeah, they're expensive.
If you're in the market, though, Yeti makes real good ones and they go big.
I don't need you to tell me.
Yeah, see, the Yeti ones don't have the sippy.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Oh.
They have options now.
Mm.
And
we looked at the Yetis.
If I could sell my drink bottle, I would do it.
We went.
I'd be very wasteful with my expenses.
Or you can buy any bottle you like, and some of them have different lids that fit on as well, so you can buy extras.
I see.
What's a Yeti set you back, Dan? The drink bottle.
It depends.
50? Yeah.
You're probably looking at like 50 to 70 bucks.
Yeah, I reckon a good one. Yeah.
We paid 60 for these.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's... Yeah, I get the lid makes it more expensive because like mine's like fucking massive. It's like a furnace.
Yeah. You know, I had one like that too.
I mean, if I went fishing and shit, it'd be good because you could...
Yeah, they go
put
massive.
The grapper in there.
Yeah. Top old, as well. Old Frank's like, they reckon indestructible bottom.
Mm.
It's much lighter than the other one I had, but like fucking same thermos idea.
Yeah, you can do hot and cold, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mad when you put ice in them. If you go play golf, chuck a few beers in there.
Yeah.
keeps it cold the whole time. Just a little, yeah, a little bit of water in the beer, but it keeps the beer nice and cold.
Mm, I like it.
There you go. Good concept. Little tip for next summer.
Couldn't. I don't think you could drink beer out of the sippy cup.
No, you'd have to turn. You'd have to. Yeah. You'd have to be a man.
Be a grown up on the golf course.
Be a man.
It's like, hang on, I'm going to drink a beer.
That's fucking no better way to do it. Just straight down the
down
guzzler.
Down the hatch.
Down the guzzler.
Down the hatch. Oh, I push start so we know how long, because Tam will leave us again. We
yeah, know how long the that's fine. I appreciate it.
Sorry, I won't leave you again.
And thank you.
Yeah, we like your little one-liners. It's really making the podcast.
I feel like he just doesn't like fit. Just only likes to learn.
No, I just had shit to do. So.
Yeah, that's what's changed.
No, he was putting fit up.
Tam's been talking.
I bet if you check your phone, you get a notification that the fit episode's out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
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 I'm onto it.
All right.
I've got my finger on the pulse.
He knows your whole schedule, so if you deviate,
good.
It's like, so he's not doing it.
As always, we openly discuss our strategies of social media and marketing and such mm-hmm. on the podcast. So, we haven't spoken about this, but I have two things.
Start rubbing my neck.
Jace is like, oh, fuck.
He's coming for me again.
So, I have two things. One, I have decided that I've been sassy for a long time on Instagram. And I lent into call out clicks because they worked really, really well for a period of time. And I'm
what's a call out click? Sorry,
just like just call for out a simple minded person, calling out people, sorry, yeah. And even yep. we do it on the podcast and stuff.
Yep.
Whereas I think what is working better at the moment is actually providing hope. So I've been looking at the market, and we're obviously pushing back a little excuse bit me. Against 22-year-olds that still live at home becoming mindset coaches. I'm calling people out again, but anyway. But why?
But if you are, there's hope.
Why does that work? Why does that communication work? Why does this sort of fluffy, no real information, just words that feel nice work?
Yep.
And it's providing, potentially, the way I'm looking at it, is providing hope to people that there's, that A, they're not alone. Other people feel like them. Someone understands their feelings.
Yep.
And there's a path from where they are to where they want to go.
Yep.
So I just want to do that for... Because what I noticed was the way I communicate with my clients when they're clients is not the way I communicate with prospects or to prospects with my social media. So I'm like, yep. I'll put out a post that's like fucking a punch in the face kind of. Yeah. Then someone like misses their workout for the week. And I'm like, okay, like it's fine. It's just one workout. What's a perfect week for you this week? Base it off that, blah, 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 blah. Like everything's fluid and adjustable. But I don't really talk like that on socials. Changed it for 3 days. Yeah. My story engagements are up 400%.
Interesting.
Mm. So I think I might have touched on something there. Yeah. So something to think about.
Yeah.
So hopefully... The Learn podcast, we're going to make you feel less shit about yourself and more hopeful. That's the goal anyway.
That's a really good point, actually.
Yeah, that's the lens I'm going to try and like go for a bit. Just see how I feel about it.
Are you going to ask me something?
No.
Okay.
Well, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it sounds good for... I don't know. I think it's good for certain audiences and stuff. And then I think other people respond to... The punch in the face.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure I'll
say I've got a lot of clients that need the punch in the face.
Look, my reel tonight, the last line is powerlifting doesn't make you fat. Eating like an arsehole makes you fat. Like, it still can be.
Yeah.
But I just think I'm going to skew my content to a slightly different direction.
I think mixing it up is good.
Yeah.
I think showing that, you know, it's not just like barking at people.
Yeah. I think the key is to show you understand their feelings.
Yeah, it feels.
So how you how you go about communicating that
yeah.
probably doesn't matter, but it's the understanding element that I think matters. So if you're talking to a bodybuilder, it's like you have to show,
yeah.
look, I know that the fucking guy in the gym said do drop sets.
Yeah.
But they're stupid. It's like you can still say that they're stupid, but it's just like I you have to provide the element of I understand.
Yeah. Drop sets, some really interesting data.
Are they good again?
Well, they're not. They never were bad. They never were bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting stuff coming out.
There you go.
Don't worry, I've got my finger on the pulse, mate.
I'm going to start doing them again.
Very effective if you're time poor.
Tell you what, I am fucking just ultimate bro right now.
Yeah.
So much so that I opened my program that I wrote for myself.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row. And I've had a niggly shoulder, but...
It's okay. I know.
I had...
Me too.
I had dumbbell shoulder press.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
Machine.
Well, I had machine and dumbbell in the same program. Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to do machine and I'm going to do lateral raises.
Yeah.
Fuck your dumbbells.
Oh, yeah.
I literally am not touching a barbell. I have dumbbells for isolation movements.
Yeah.
I have no compound barbell or dumbbell in my program right now.
Welcome to the good life.
I fucking am really enjoying it.
Welcome to the good life.
And as we've discussed, grown substantially by accident.
Who would have thought?
Hyper responder,
yeah, guys.
It's so easy just to train to failure too.
Mm.
Like the mental.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that too, like the call out around, we've been talking about the training to failure thing is cool again.
Yeah, well, it's a topic of discussion, but yeah.
But everyone swung,
There's camps now. The camps are like boots in the ground.
Yeah, I don't pay that much.
This is RAR and you don't have to train to failure. This camps, bro.
Right. So, my opinion in that whole debate is it's stupid to be on either side.
You have to.
Because I think it's so contextual. Because if you're just going to go in and train for an hour and 20 minutes... on machines, you can take every set you want to fail.
Agreed.
And be fine.
Agreed.
If you go in and train for an hour and a half on barbells doing compound movements and you train every set to failure, you will die.
Yeah. Agreed. Or you could do both at the same time, the same program, like this guy does.
Yeah. And maybe
do like two sets of heavy barbell work to failure and then go and do your volume work on machines.
Or
like,
do lots of sets, just be smart about the rep and reserve.
Yeah.
Based on the exercise at hand and the intention.
Many ways to do things.
Yeah. So, I've been enjoying it, though. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Machines are good.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah. It's good to be here. Actually, until I try to
run. We should work out together. Oh, wait. You live an hour away. The time that you adopt the same training style as me, you fucking leave. Oh, I'm
crying
out for
training
partner.
Maybe that's why. I was like, I'll train like this now.
Yeah.
I didn't want to before because Jace wanted me to work out with him.
If I get a training partner, I'm like, I have to be stronger than that. Definitely not. It'd be good. It'd be good if someone was like, you know, because you push you more.
Yeah.
And push you more.
Yeah.
So, good. There you go. There's the application. Send your applications to for training partner. Yeah.
Free coaching.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, no. You just have to do what I do. I'm selfish. My workout's pretty good, though, I would argue.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm enjoying it.
Good. Excellent. So, give us this hope. Give us hope, Ben.
Well, I didn't really have a specific thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to give us hope in the podcast.
I'm going to try and change how I talk.
Yeah.
To provide more hope and less.
Yeah.
Sore feelings.
Hope's good though.
Yeah. I don't even know if hope's the right word, but
it's
just.
Yeah. Hope is it's going to be okay. Is that.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I understand.
Yeah.
It's normal.
It's going to be all right.
And this is how you solve it.
Yeah.
Rather than fuck you. Do it this way.
Yeah. It shows understanding.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. I think it's showing understanding and then solving the problem, which is giving them hope.
As an example, instead of putting up a post, I don't even know how I would word this in the past. Honestly, I maybe just wouldn't even put it up because it didn't follow the like clickbaity thing.
Yeah.
I put up a story that just an idea that popped into my head that I was... been away with a friend who I coach, who's a mom, has three jobs, is super high up in all her roles, basically. Yep. Super high achiever, has always been, is still a super high achiever in the gym, but not the way that she was when she was 25.
Yeah.
And I've got a dozen of those.
Yeah.
And I just put up like, you're not a shit person for not being able to execute your nutrition and the training the way you did when, I think I wrote 20, but like early 20s.
Previous, when there was less
responsibility. We used to do 10 sessions, train, sleep, and do another 10 sessions.
Go like, fishing and shit on a Friday.
Like you can't expect yourself to still behave those same ways.
Yeah.
But the thing I talked about was then The skill is identifying what a perfect week is and understanding that it's fluid. So a perfect week actually changes maybe weekly, maybe on a block, maybe in a phase, maybe whenever. You set when those parameters are going to move. But understanding that that's a moving target. So
do you set that every week?
I don't.
Would you set the parameters of what you think is necessary for the goal and then just see where they lie?
So my job, as I see it, is to educate the person I'm working with on a hierarchy of importance.
Yeah.
What's most valuable, what's least valuable.
Yeah.
So then they're able to make a decision, because we have autonomous clients, not reliant clients, based on what happens in their week, to make an educated decision.
Yeah.
So my client just had COVID, is coming back, and was like, hey, I do need a program, but don't rush because I think I'm just going to do some cardio and some bro stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a fucking brilliant idea.
Love it.
Don't go and do 20 sets of workout 4 days because you'll be fucked again and you need another 2 weeks off. That's dumb. Jess does, Voldemort does her check-ins.
Oh, we missed you on the last episode.
Does her check-ins and park her and is set for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, so I did X, Y, Z. Awesome. Like, or I only trained 3 days, or I missed this, or whatever. It's like, then it's my job to look at it and go, well, was the reason you had to modify valid? For
of course,
one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, of course, yeah. I took my Bulgarian split squats out because I didn't get enough sleep. Every week.
So we make sure that it's valid, and then we make sure that the adjustment change still led to the maximum possible outcome.
Yeah.
And then we correlate that with data.
Yeah.
So one of my clients took it upon herself last week, which a lot of trainers get really pissed off about. We're basically cutting for a wedding.
Yeah.
She was happy 8 weeks ago. Yeah. So now it's just like anything she loses from here is just cherries.
Yeah,
it's
of
like,
course,
cool.
Yeah.
So
got to watch the dress.
Yeah, and that, fitting. And that's also like how much room do we actually have? Because you're losing pretty quick.
Definitely, yeah.
Her feedback was like, I know that when I get hormonal, I get hungry and I binge.
Yeah.
So she pushed up her calorie intake to probably just below. Well, based on the data, it was definitely below maintenance.
Yeah.
So push from like 15 to 18, like high 15s to low 1800 calories.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like 240 over for the week on average. Mm. Lost a centimeter off her waist and lost a centimeter off her
stress
hips.
And shit. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so don't do it again next week.
Yeah.
But that was a fucking awesome idea because you didn't binge. You didn't have a weird spike. You didn't have the hangover from the food and all of that. Yeah. You're happy with the outcome. And hey, the data actually responded really fucking positively. Understand this is why, like you said, reduction in stress, blah, 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 blah. So back on it this week, back on training, go.
Yeah, it's awesome.
4 weeks ago, we had a discussion around like, hey, I think it was, the message was like, hey, this is on this week, so I'm just not gonna bother tracking. And I was like, well, you're 2 weeks out from your diet break. So if that's where you're at, I'm going to bring your diet break forwards and we do it right now, but I need you back in 2 weeks.
Of course.
She's like, that's brilliant. Let's do it. So I think that fluidity is the coaching part for me and the people I work with.
Super important. Super important, especially for like lifestyle clients. Like, when you got a time-sensitive date, it's like, and there needs to be an objective.
Yeah.
So the objective is set criteria. It's like, you need to lift this much, be this body weight, be this body fat, whatever. It's like, you kind of, there's less coaching involved.
Yeah.
There's less like, well, it's not like there's less coaching involved. There's less leeway to make mistakes.
Yeah. Less fluidity.
Like, yeah. This is what's expected because of the goals that we set. Yeah. And we have this deadline.
Yeah.
If you're not meeting them, it's
anything
like,
outside of that,
we can't move we can't move the date in a lot of cases. So like, I think for most clients that you're going to work with lifestyle wise, you have to have that fluid nature with your decision-making and your coaching process, because not like, people aren't going to show up every week 100% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not realistic.
Yeah. And I think in strength, you have a little bit more leeway because you can teach the hierarchy of importance even in a workout.
Yeah.
It's like if you're hitting your main lifts
and
you're out of time,
yeah.
Like, have you done some function stuff to keep you healthy and your main lifts?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to do it for the whole prep.
Of course.
But if it's a couple of days here and there, it's fine.
Yeah, because you're busy or whatever. Yeah, or you can come back and do your accessories if it suits your
schedule. Or you need to do an extra day because the sessions are too long. Like, all of those things, I think that's what coaching... Well, no, I don't want to say that's what coaching is. That is the highest value I bring to coaching right now.
Yeah.
Based on the clientele that I work with.
Yeah, I think it's a... I spoke about this yesterday when we did the coaching module on standout PTs. This is really good timing. You don't want to be one of these like acceptance, highly, heavily acceptance influenced coaches.
Yeah.
Where you're just accepting everything that your clients are doing.
Yeah.
And saying it's okay.
Yeah.
You want a degree of that acceptance. You want to understand that there is some of that that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to be your like a specialist. The reason they hired you, your expertise, your accountability, your direction, your decision making.
Yeah.
And I think when you get them to sit on top of each other and you know when to use either.
Yeah.
It's that intuition that's going to, and that builds up over time, but you've got to have awareness first to like have intuition.
Yeah. And I think being older, which is weird to say as a 30.
We call it experienced.
Then. Yeah. Yeah. Being over 30 as an online coach in our industry, the people I work with, I was going to use language that it's not friendly. How I would describe myself, which is like on the other side of maybe their best years of training.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like they don't have...
But if they didn't have the years that you had up till now, that's not true.
Yeah, but that's... Most of them have. Most of the people I'm working with have trained to some capacity, whether it was amazing or not. They've trained up till
now. Let's say it's... The landscapes was wider before 30. Because I think that's... Correct. It's not like your best years are behind you in terms of your performance. Like people would argue it is, but whatever.
Mm.
It's just that you didn't have all this other shit so you could give all of this time and energy to your training.
Yeah. So now we've got... And what I sort of said in the post is like the... Now that responsibility grows over a lifetime.
100%.
Until... I don't know, like 50 and your kids start moving
until out. Until you just decide not to have them anymore.
Yeah. So that's going to change how you approach your training. And I just sort of forgot where I was going with that now. But tying that all back, that is the single most successful story post I've ever put up.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about content. We just started talking about coaching.
Yeah. Like that literally is...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The most successful thing I've ever posted on stories.
I just self-deprecate myself by the fucking burying myself on a hack squad or
that was
a picture of me naked.
That was great.
And then everybody just loves to comment.
Yeah. So
there you go. There's the formula, guys. Ben and I just gave it to you. A
combination of those. Yeah. So... What's up, guys? You're listening to the STC Fit Learning Podcast brought to you by ourselves. Feel free to go check out our website, so stcfitlearning.com. On there, we have a bunch of free resources, including how to niche your business, how to actually sell during consults, and a free programming template, plus our business scorecard, which you can go and take and see how you stack up in the industry based on what we think is elite and how to become the best trainer in your gym, in your town, and in the industry. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you take a screenshot and tag us, we really, really appreciate it. It really helps get this message out to help improve our industry and keep people in their personal training careers. Enjoy the app. I'm also curious, do you think in the short time that Threads has been around, because I don't know if this is a biased lens of myself that I'm looking for it, do you think text-based, text-influenced content is on the rise?
I hope so.
And spoken-based content is potentially reducing?
I hope it is. Yeah. I think it's much... I think the barrier to entry on text-based content is lower.
Mm.
So that means that it would be encouraging people to get involved in the game.
Yeah.
So there's a benefit from that, especially like for us, like encouraging coaches that are fearful to kind of get themselves out there to start making content.
Yeah.
We've also leaned on like, we think it's a medium, text-based content in a lot of cases, the medium for like better content because you take the waffle out.
Yeah.
Because like how do I say this nicely? It's hard to look at Instagram sometimes.
Yeah.
Like and absorb the content. It's like the audio shit, the language, there's too much filler words. Like, it's just like what's going, like what the message is, it's just poor, you know, And it's okay. It's a learning process. Like, I'm not perfect with my content. Like, yeah. you know. But it's just like, sometimes it's a bit of a slog.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how you were like, oh, I want to actively try and get engaged on Instagram with the community.
Yeah.
And you're just flicking and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
like.
So yeah, I, so yeah. I it's think so hard threads, to actually comment on anything.
Yeah, because you yeah. don't, I don't want to just, I don't want to be that person. It's no different to the coaching workshop yesterday. I don't want to be the dude giving knuckles for everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, if yeah. your content
great
is
job, good.
Great
job, love this.
Yeah, if your yeah. content is good and yeah. you, yeah, it's like, I'll like it. And yeah. if it's really good, I'll probably comment on it.
Yeah.
So I think the if we take this shift back towards text, it's good.
Mm.
Because you can literally just deliver the message, talk about the take homes and the value.
Yeah.
And I think that that's great. What it might also do is it might actually push the desire or the need for short form content higher, like the quality.
Yeah.
So it might actually push the quality. So, because I feel like people are leaning on like editing.
Yeah.
Like I'm sick to death of seeing the flashing caption. You know, the one where the box moves with the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I see that now, I don't even look because I'm sick of like that stimulation. It's like your content should be good enough that I want to stay on it because of what you're saying.
Yeah.
And what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that for me personally.
Look, you wait till you see my reel tonight, mate.
Yeah. So I think that like...
I just told my editor to totally change from that.
Yeah. I like that minimal, you know, just like if you... If
but
you
want, I made the video more active.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in the gym moving.
Yeah. Make the video better.
Yeah.
And be less reliant on the cuts and the captions. I think that's what you could potentially see if like, you know, the word-based posts kick off again.
I'm enjoying Threads as a testing platform.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like 2013, 2012, Ben, like posting on Facebook to myself more than anyone else and getting like 4 likes. I'm like, oh, I remember what this is like. And there's no pressure on any of it.
I love how you can share it to Instagram.
And then, well, so my kind of process at the moment is, writing it on Threads helps me figure it out and write it coherently.
Yeah.
If I share it to story and the story gets engagement, it's like, okay, this is a thing. Now, if I want to make a video in the gym, I can make it about that thing because people actually care about that.
Yeah.
It's a nice flow of testing content rather than spending 2 hours on a video and then it flopping. And you're like, oh, fuck, no one actually cared.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. I'm using it as a way to show my personality. So, what I'll do is like write just whatever I feel like talking about. And then sometimes it's like about training, sometimes it's about life, whatever. Yeah. I'll post it as a post and then I'll archive it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So people will get to see it.
Yeah. But the page isn't just
But when you land on my so I'll have it there for like half a day.
Yeah.
And it's like whoever's seen it's probably seen it.
Yeah.
And then I'll archive it so that
your profile doesn't look shit.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, because sometimes I can think 3 or 4 things in a day and I'm like, ah, fuck it.
Like, yeah, I've tried to just like, I do that too, and I share what I think's the best one.
Yeah.
Usually if it gets the most engagement on Threads, it'll go to my story for the day. And then, all right, what's that concept landing like with the public?
Yeah.
Who's responding? Who's liking it? Who's messaging about it?
Yeah.
I had one during the week that got heaps of shares to other.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, okay, that's something that we need to lean into, that topic. So.
Yeah, I think it's mad to just talk, like, because you're not going to make a video about your fucking thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, just like if you land on something and you're, you know, in the moment and just like, I feel like I need to share this.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit down and like make a reel for it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really good to just go, boom, I'm in the moment.
Jess and I had a 30-minute discussion about it yesterday. I built my online business on text-based.
Yeah.
It's photos. Because again, we leaned into, like you're talking about everyone leans on the editing. Like we had TAM first. So no one had the production quality that we did, so that helped. But still, like my text posts and stuff were ugly as fuck, a lot of them.
Yeah.
But I still had lots of clients.
Yeah.
And I just brain dumped in stories all the time. So it's like, well, if I can hone that back in, I think Instagram's not punishing, the point I'm getting to, Instagram's not punishing you for lack of video the way they used to.
Yeah.
It's rewarding carousels, pictures, short reels. Like the reel I've got coming out, I think it comes out tomorrow, is 9 seconds.
Yeah.
I think that's being rewarded
mm.
rather than sitting down and like delivering 30 to 60 seconds of Homozy style
yeah.
videos, which we had to, there was no fucking choice.
Yeah.
Like, sure. like you talked about like the flashy captions. It's not, we're not saying that they were bad.
No, just
we're just cooked from them because Instagram said you fucking have to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's just so much. You yeah. just can't absorb that much shit now.
Yeah.
Just can't.
Because everyone see can that do much it stuff. Now.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, obviously, like the
yeah.
AI caption platforms got in on it. Stuff. Yeah. I'm like, nah, just.
Yeah. But you had to. If you didn't do it, you got oh, no great. Engagement.
100%.
You put up a photo 100%. 12 months ago, you got fucking yeah. 20 likes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I find it so interesting as a medium for Instagram that, like, they made their success off photos, still images, yeah. right?
It's TikTok, bro.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you, differentiation, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I
like,
agree.
So, we all, there's a reason why things kick off and it becomes the thing. Yeah. And then something else comes along and it's like, yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's not, you yeah. know? And it's like, Instagram, come on the scene. It's like, oh, it's a place for your pictures, then a place for your videos. You're like, fuck, this is like short form YouTube.
Mm.
This is ridiculous. It's so good.
Yeah.
And then TikTok comes along with the this real kind of style.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, fuck it. Let's yeah. go away from all the winning that. Formula.
Yeah.
Go away from everything that we stood for as a platform.
Yeah.
Move towards this one thing that some other platform's already gotten.
Yeah.
And then...
That's Zuck though.
Yeah. And then it's just, yeah. And then it's like...
Sorry for the Zuck fanboys, but that's all he's ever done.
Punish the... The years and years before that of the people that have built their audience and yeah. whatever for using
yeah.
what got them there.
I think that was the problem. It wasn't complimentary.
Yeah, it should have just been an addition. It's yeah. like if you can post a photo, you can post a lifting video. You don't have to make a fucking reel yeah. all the time.
Because Instagram killed Snapchat with the story function
yeah. Yeah.
and the disappearing pictures in chat.
Yeah.
So like you don't need Snapchat anymore because you can do it all yeah. in Instagram.
Yeah.
So they nailed that because it wasn't if you don't, you'll die.
Correct.
So, yeah, I agree. They
yeah.
they were obviously super threatened by TikTok.
Yeah, so they were just like, we have to compete directly against them.
Yeah, what they maybe should have done reflectively is what TikTok did better than anyone was the algorithm.
Yeah.
It wasn't... It was content-based consumption, not creator-based consumption.
Yeah.
So, you didn't see a timeline of all the stuff. You saw
good content.
The stuff you liked.
Yeah.
And even like what you like today, it learned yeah. really quickly.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that was the direction it needs to go in. But I miss being able to just see my followers. On Instagram now, I actually go, if you click on, most people probably don't even know that you can do this. You click on the Instagram logo at the top, you can click following.
Yeah.
And it shows you a chronological order of everything you follow.
Right.
So I find people in there that I'm like, fuck, I haven't seen this person for 2 years.
Right. Okay.
I'm like, hey, what's up? How's this yeah, been? Yeah. How's that been? Are you still doing this? Like, I've had heaps of good chats in the last week just from doing that.
Interesting. I might have to do that myself.
Yeah. And it gives you that control back. And then, yeah, yeah, like maybe if you want to go into, started using Explore a little bit more because I get yep. down like an F1 rabbit hole or a training rabbit or a CrossFit rabbit hole
Atomic
or business
bomb.
Or whatever. Yeah. Like whatever you're sort of looking at the time yeah. and it plays that algo game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's useful.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. You ready for the big question? This month, when this comes out, yeah, the next five episodes, yeah. we're going to go through all five of our pillars.
Yeah.
So our five S pillars, so self, systems, service, sales, and skills. And I'm throwing a totally different interpretation of skills.
Okay.
And this is all leading into our event, which I'm not going to talk about now because I'm not sure everything will be ready and up yet. But first weekend of September, my tagline, the most practical fitness business workshop ever in Australia.
Stand by it.
And that's my goal outcome. And we will have a 100% money back guarantee because we will make sure that that's what it is. So we're tying it all into that because that's what we're going to talk about. Every single pillar in that workshop.
Yeah.
All those two-day workshop.
September, yeah?
Yeah, first weekend. Yeah.
Better start making the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and I need to catch up then.
I was writing the copy this morning and I was like,
yeah.
oh yeah, I gotta build this.
Yeah, we actually have to have the stuff.
Yeah, like all of it's there, and then I was like,
it's kind of there, but it's kind of not.
I want the spreadsheets to be better. I want the slides to be better.
It's kind of there, but it's kind of not. Yeah, so we need to.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking awesome.
Here guys. I am, like, oh, I've got a couple of quiet weeks.
Nah.
I've had a couple of quiet weeks. I'm ready to go.
Jason and I will find an Airbnb and some Modafinil guys, and we'll bring something
special
that hasn't been seen before.
That's it.
Which
I'm ready.
Is what we always try to do.
I'm ready.
So before we keep going, I just want to give you guys a little message about our Standout PT program. So Standout PT has been designed for personal trainers who want to sustain a long-term career in fitness, but right now they're sick of chasing clients, they're not making enough time for money, and they're super frustrated with the results that they're getting in their business, and they can't see themselves being here in 3 to 5 years' time. If you want to know more about the Standout PT program, head to stcfitlearning.com, head to programs, and all the details are there, and you can book in your free exploration call where we can have a look and see whether or not that would actually be a suitable program for where your business is at right now. And back to the episode. So, week one, we always do self.
Yep.
So, we used to call it mindset, then we called it mentality, and then we came up with the S system, so now it's self.
Yeah.
With the underlying principle of the self module is your business will only grow as much as you do.
Yes.
And I know it's a fucking, sounds cliche, and it kind of goes in one ear out the other for a lot of people, but when you really sit back and think about it, it's everything.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have the personal growth to be willing to try shit and fail at it, you're not going to get anywhere. If you're not going to have the personal growth to learn to take responsibility of things, even when they're not your fault, you're going to go anywhere. If you don't have the ability to learn skills that you, sometimes you're not even aware of not having.
Yeah.
That's one of the hardest things. Like, there's, watch the Hormozy video during the week. He's talked about the cost of ignorance.
Yeah.
So he was like, what do you make? What's your goal? Then they were like, I want to make $1 million a year. I said, okay, so what do you make now? So $100,000 a year. Okay. So, the cost of your ignorance right now is $900,000 a year.
Hmm.
And it was just like, whoa. Like, fucking hell.
That's heavy.
Yeah. And like, I don't say this to be a dick. And I'm not, I know it's a long way probably if you're a newer trainer who's looking at like, I want to make 100K as PT.
Yeah.
Like, that's like GOAT status. When I'm evaluating projects for us to move forwards, if I don't see potential for $1 million revenue, I'm not that interested.
Yeah.
And all that is like removing that ignorance of what's possible.
Yeah.
And being like, well, other people are doing it. And they're not necessarily, maybe they're smarter than me, or maybe they just know something I don't.
Yeah.
And that we can go there. So I think being able to develop yourself and all of that is, if you don't have that,
You're
your own shit's real hard.
You're the limiting or advancing factor to your personal and career growth and development.
Yeah. Which is both awesome and horrific at the same time.
Yeah. It's terrifying when you think about it.
Yeah.
But it's also empowering to a degree as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it creates this ebb and flow of business that just happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting. So your big question.
Or
do you have a, and I don't mean like, because I like to help people. Do you have a genuine why? Do you know why you have your why?
This is,
or what it is?
Hard to articulate.
I'm getting there with mine.
Yeah. So it's so hard to articulate.
Mm.
I honestly cannot sit here and like give you like these word for words of like, why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think, because I have these values lined out, because I identify, like, I think I liked to do all this stuff didn't know why.
Yeah.
And then when I actually wrote down, like, when people were like, oh, you know, it's about values and it's about, you know, leaning into the things that make you feel fulfilled as a person and stuff, it was like, I like to improve myself, challenge myself, give to others, create shit, help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just happened to be that I really fucking enjoyed training people and fitness.
Yeah.
And I think that like, because I was good at it,
mm-hmm.
I think it just gave me the vehicle to like do these things. Because you know how we talk about like the talent thing and like, you know, if you're good at something, you'll do it more.
Yeah.
So like I always think about when I played soccer, like I was way better soccer player than a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. Like ridiculously better. Yeah. I could just like watch something on TV, like a trick and something, go in the backyard and I'd have it done in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I could kick a ball, fucking, I'm going in that top corner there. Just kick it. Both feet, whatever. So I know, like, and I got addicted to that.
Mm.
So I know that because I've got this fitness thing on lock. I'm so passionate about it. It keeps me coming back, but it's a vehicle to like deliver
something.
The things that I like as that I want to stand by as a person, which is, you know, to help people and shit. Because like even there's other parts of life where like Steph and I will help people and not tell Instagram.
Yeah.
Just because that's who we are.
Yeah.
You know, like. If someone's like, you can see they're in trouble, like it's like, oh, what's up? You know, like we fucking, there was like a car on fire one day and we just stopped and started helping this dude. There's just like shit like that.
That other people don't do. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That just we'll keep going and just go, oh, you know, like that looked weird.
Yeah.
Or just get the phone out and start videoing and stuff. So anyway, without going on a tangent, like I think that my career has manifested into a way to express my values.
Yeah. So if you're young and first starting, I think it's important to, because everyone will say like Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why, fucking great, but it talks about company why more than, it helps you sort of find your own, I guess, compass and
to try and
figure it out
get
yourself.
Get some awareness behind why you want to show up.
But it
up.
Doesn't really help you, in my opinion anyway. I didn't know my why after that because that was 4 years ago and I think I'm only really starting to touch on it now. Yeah. I knew I liked it, same. There was all this stuff that was happening and I was like, there's something in this that's really important to me. I don't know how to articulate it. Someone said to me the other day, a friend of mine said, you're always looking for ways for me to become my best.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what gets me out of bed.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the gym's a vehicle for that. Business is a vehicle for that. Like, helping the dog that you find in fucking Penrith, wherever the fuck we were.
Yeah, Queensland.
And not just like walking past.
Yeah.
Like it's,
yeah.
How do we have the biggest impact? How do you take, and like you and I talk about like our upbringing and stuff a little bit, and it's how do you become the direction change?
Yeah.
How do you come from being underprivileged, let's call it, to being, to pushing yourself despite whatever obstacles or whatever and figuring it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I almost am allergic to the opposite of that energy too.
Ugh.
Like if I see like just endless complaining, particularly about choices.
Even like, just no solutions, like just not coming up with solutions and just talking about problems. I'm like, oh, this is just...
physically changes me. Yeah. Like
it's like trying to push two magnets together. It's
I can't even engage with this.
Yeah, I feel you.
So yeah, I think that's probably where I sit now.
Yeah, I think as a younger individual, like I didn't ever look at that. I just went, I want to give this fitness thing a crack, and you know, I wanted to make this much money.
Yeah,
and I knew that this much money gave me opportunity to do whatever. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Like,
yeah, I agree.
You know, if you go, I would argue if you go into personal training, like I think inherently without knowing it, you're to give it a real red hot crack. It's like you've got to be passionate about helping people.
Yeah, well, there's two types, right? There's a self-serving narcissism.
Yeah.
That inherently comes into our industry because like you can sell based on looking good and
people
tell you look good forever.
Yeah.
But the ones that last and stay are, like you said, the ones that genuinely, and I think I didn't even have this written down before. I was just like, let's talk about values. Well, let's talk about why values, goals, etc. But as we go through it, and I think about that 1 to 3 to 5 year personal trainer who maybe doesn't, who's listening to this, like, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to the moments.
Yeah.
Like the moments when I remember like driving home some nights just being like, fuck, this is the best. Client got a good result or...
Yeah.
Like we've done a few events where I've literally stood in the corner and just gone, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like we've got 60 people here in orange shirts doing this together.
Yeah.
They've all become friends within 20... Like all of that comes together and just take note of every time you have that feeling.
Yeah.
and then start to be like, well, what is that?
Yeah.
And then how do you create more of it?
Yeah. It's the perfect example of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's super valuable because that'll help you through those shitty days.
Definitely.
Yeah. Speaking of threads, I got a thing that I'm trying to articulate in my head and then not be a shit story. So I'll tell it a shit story here and then I'll write it well later. So every time I drive here, I've got two directions when I leave my house. I can go straight to the Calder, which is freeway all the way in, hit the ring road, loop around, which is about 55 minutes.
On a good day or
any day of the week.
Oh, yep.
It's if I go the back way, so go through highways, yeah, through some towns down to 70, and then usually hit the mountain freeway, which is stop start, and there's usually anywhere between a 5 to 10 minute delay on that freeway.
Yeah.
So it takes on average an extra 5 to 7 minutes to go that direction. Plus the
to go the back way. Yeah.
Plus the input of being in traffic, stop start through,
yeah,
towns, all that kind of shit. But there's a 5 minute stretch, about 5 minutes out of my place, that's dense country. You basically hit a rise that there's like, fuck. I might be exaggerating, but it looks 100 meter drop,
yeah,
over treetops, rolling mountains, and you can see the city.
Yeah, right.
This morning that valley was full of fog.
Oh yeah.
The sun was on the city, so it was clear. And then you drive down and it's just, yeah, it continues to be rolling hills and rock formations and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll go this way every time.
Yeah, just for that.
Yeah. It's, yeah, like, it's worth the 5 minutes. I don't care. Yeah. Like, you're not awake yet anyway.
Hey, I'm at the gym, bro.
I did see that this morning, actually.
Proof of workout, all right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I think where I'm sort of going with that is in life, you have to figure out what the 5 minutes is.
Yeah.
'Cause
what it means.
We talk about, like, in the past, we've maybe worded it, this is me doing hope, right? In the past, we've worded it like, stop pursuing happiness, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Because you can't, by definition, happy is a state that's raised above neutrality.
Yeah.
And you can't stay there, otherwise it's neutrality.
Because then you've got it, yeah.
Right? It makes definitely no fucking sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So pursue fulfillment.
Yeah.
So this is that same concept explained maybe in a better way, where what are you willing, have you seen the new Gatorade ad?
Nah.
It's like, what are you willing to lose to win?
Love it.
I was like, that's fucking awesome.
That's so fucking good.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah. And I'm like, that's so wasted on, like, it's like, listen, Kilda Football Club's Gatorade ad. I'm like, ah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why, because I don't watch footy.
Yeah. It's like, if Jordan Peterson had said it, I'd be like, yes.
Yeah. Get that fucking tattooed on my forehead.
Yeah. So what are you willing to lose to win? Are you willing to have the 5 minutes in traffic to get the view? Are you willing, yeah, to sit on the airplane for 35 hours to see another part of the world?
Yeah.
Are you willing to make the uncomfortable phone calls 40 times a week to, yeah, get the 5 new clients, to help them to get that feeling, yeah, on the drive home?
Yeah.
And that feeling on the drive home, I'll be honest, that like really high one, that's like a 6 month, 1 in 6 month drive home, yeah, going like,
yeah,
this, man, is fucking the best.
There's a lot of drives on the way home that are,
I'm exhausted, yeah, turn the music, yeah, off because, yeah, I can't take any more stimulus.
It's like, fuck, can I keep doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe that's, I'm adopting that and it's not Gatorade's, it's mine now. Like how all many, the other quotes that I steal.
This is a little bit off the cuff. How many bad moments and days have you had in the last like 2 to 3 years?
Well, fuck. In that time frame, a lot.
Well, take out,
take out lockdown.
So take out lockdown,
yeah,
and just, yeah, it's hard because of that influence. But yeah, how many, like, maybe in the last 18 months? Related to your career, though.
How bad?
Oh, like, bad enough where you're just like, fuck, this is
a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even ballpark.
Yeah, there was a at least 3 month period.
Yeah.
Where it was most days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not.
Where did we drive to? Me and I had that conversation and we both didn't want to tell each other. And then, yeah, we told each other exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah,
we're trying to tell a story, but as soon as I think that, I get upset.
Yeah. Just, so we're trying to paint the, yeah, picture that, like, it's good to have these highs, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic to have them.
Yeah.
But it's like they come at also a cost,
yeah,
of dealing with these really, really big lows. And like for two people that have been in business for a really long time, been, you know, trainers, you know, advanced, involved their career, got goals, were on track to like hit some really monumental milestones, had that obviously like, you know, drawn out significantly.
Yeah.
It's like, we've had some really good moments, but we've had some really, really hard ones too.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually had my wife stop me. We were fighting about something and she was just like, where's my husband gone?
Yeah. It's deep.
Yeah. So she was like, told you I'd get upset.
Yeah. It's all right.
So she was like, you just always found the answer.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Oof, man, I'm going to get emotional. Fucking hell. Wow.
It's the dad testosterone. I've lost all my testosterone.
We're going to lean on that. I don't know. I'm losing some too. It's rubbing off on me as well. As Ben's other wife, I'm also getting emotional.
Yeah. So like, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
She's like, you've always had turmoil.
Yeah.
But you've always had the next thing.
Yeah,
and you take a couple of days and you figure it out. But she's like, you're so scared.
Yeah.
They've never seen you like this.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, okay. And then, mushrooms
pivot.
Fixed it.
Yeah. But I think, but
it's even so to go from that to 3 days ago, and it's not something we're going to talk about publicly, at least for a little while. We've started a new pursuit in the business.
Yeah.
That I was just like, I think this is a thing.
Yeah.
And I think we could do it.
Yeah.
And signed the first, it's probably, we call it stage two of a potentially 5-step process. I audibly yelled at my phone, fist bumped, and was like, yes, like, fuck.
Yeah.
This is a thing. Like, it happened.
Mm.
And you get that on the other side of it. And there's been heaps in between that time.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But you don't get... So, where I was kind of going with that is, like, you don't get to there. Mm. You don't get to 3 days ago from...
Yeah.
Even that moment with your wife and even that really awkward conversation we both had in the car that really kind of never acknowledged it to each other of, like, this has to turn or I'm thinking about something else.
Yep.
You don't get there unless you know... why
you're here
and your values and all that shit. Like you don't get to there unless you have that understanding.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that,
you're gone.
I would argue you wouldn't even get to that point.
Yeah. You're gone before that.
All the other stuff, like even pre-lockdown and shit, you just go, it's hard, fuck it, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Which is what you see with most people. They'll start a job.
Yeah.
And the job gets hard because jobs are hard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you don't know something. Remember, it's hard when you don't know. Because it doesn't lean into anything in your values or you're unaware that they do or you haven't tried to create that link. Because you don't have to just work to like have... Your values don't have to lie within your work, I would argue, but they have to serve a purpose for your values.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, this makes me money and that gives me opportunity and I have time because I don't work all the time, whatever it was. I would argue that because you don't have that link and that connection, they just bail.
Yeah.
And it's like, you see, you're that person that has like 10 or 15 jobs.
Yeah.
Over their career because it's just bouncing at the first moment of...
Yeah.
And then maybe some point they find something they love. You don't like it because the job's easier or it pays more or whatever. You might, but you stay...
Something.
You stay in that job for longer because it serves a value or values that you either don't know that you're aware of that you have or you are aware that you have them.
Yeah. I agree. 100%. So I think...
Sorry to make you cry getting there, Ben.
That's fine. Needed to get it out, apparently.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to go there. Just like, you ever feel sad? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, there you go. Just letting you guys know that like it happens.
Yeah. So I think it's a good point you make there that we've just said like maybe you don't know your why early on.
Yeah.
And you just need to lean on those moments and start to figure out what triggers that, what makes it happen, what am I excited for, what am I willing... Again, what am I willing to lose to win?
Yeah.
What am I willing to do the shit for? Like, what's the outcome that I'm like, oh, this is amazing? And if it's like that self-gratification thing, it's like maybe, you know what I mean? Like,
if you
do fall in that narcissism kind of category, maybe go see a psychologist and work on that. But you know what I mean? Like if you are in that I want to help people. You don't really know why or what, even another layer deeper than that. Like, we don't have... Anyway, back to what I was going to say. You can lean on values until you know your why.
Perfect.
If you don't have a super deep why yet, you can get a list of core values. You can identify which of them resonate the most with you. Even if you're wrong, it'll give you some direction, and then you'll find that you'll replace them over time.
Yeah. I think as you mature and stuff, they change anyway.
Definitely.
Yeah. They will. As your life changes, you will change.
Yeah.
And your values will change.
What's up, guys? Another quick break. I just wanted to jump in and remind you guys about the STC Fit Learning Mentorship. Now, our mentorship's been running since about 2016, where we've developed trainers through their first year of business in personal training and allowed them to leapfrog the first 5 years of mistakes that we made. If you're currently studying, looking to finish in the next month or so, or you're looking for someone to help you out with mentoring and all that kind of stuff, jump on, have a look at the details for the mentorship at stcfitlearning.com. Head to programs and mentorship, and all the details are there. And you can come and be an STC Fit coach for an entire year. It includes all of our education and direct mentoring from our head coaches. Back to the episode. So we spoke on last week's podcast, I think it was actually on Fit, but how like I've moved hard work, like working hard or work ethic was a value, and I've tried to, I'm like, that's not important.
Yeah.
Productivity is.
Yeah, impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my five at the moment is growth, contribution, relationships, productivity, and creativity.
I like it. Mine are very similar. I can't remember where mine are.
Which is not surprising.
You would expect them. Ben and I thinking the same.
You would expect them to be the same. So,
the last time I did mine was growth. I put freedom and flexibility, contribution, creativity, and integrity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once you have those, like
I put loyalty before integrity because that's like relationships and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you have those values, you can start to look at your day-to-day and start attributing actions to those values.
Yeah.
So growth number one. So if I sit down and something's hard, that actually aligns with my values.
Yeah.
Because if it's not hard, you're not going to grow from it. Correct. And I actually have trouble with doing things that are easy repetitively.
Yeah, it gets boring.
It's boring. Because creativity and growth.
Why do I feel sad? It's like everything's easy.
The growth and the creativity part of me is like, as much as this is ticking off contribution, I'm fucking bored.
Yeah, and we laugh about the fact that like it's like, oh no, like we're going to get together and create more work again and stuff. But it's like, it's what we do. It's what we want to do.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
Contribution. Social media becomes kind of easy when you take the focus of how do I contribute to someone, not how do I take from the internet.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at content creation in that way, instead of how do you take from the internet in terms of how do you get clients, how do you contribute to people?
Yeah.
How do you help someone? I was just saying, you're chatting to someone in the DMs and you're like, and they're like, oh yeah, my coach said, and you're like, fuck, I've already got a coach.
Yeah.
It's like, they're still following you. They're still engaging with your content. You're still providing value to them.
Yeah.
So that should tick that value of contribution. Definitely. It's still useful to people.
Yeah, and you're not promoting yourself. You're contributing to everyone.
The number of downloads we get per week on this podcast isn't the same amount of people that are in Standout PT.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that still get value from us doing this that don't actually pay us. Every week,
yeah.
So,
yeah. And we still, this is the funnest time of the week outside of Standout.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next one I have is relationships. So for me, that it started from being super work centric and wanting to repair and then build my relationship specifically with my wife.
Yeah.
So it was just love. And then I was like, this actually flows over everywhere.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, I don't like as much as we had that chat about like, we've got kind of 6 months if things aren't rolling.
Yeah.
We got to start asking some real questions. The reason it got given 6 months and the reason that there was so much friction around that is the group.
Yeah.
This would be way less fun without the people we do it with.
Yeah.
Way less fun.
Yeah.
So it's like that, the those relationships, and then I took that to like, okay, well, what relationships do I have with my clients? What yeah. relationships do we have with Standout? How do we get on the road? How do we hang out with people? How do we like spend time face to face with people? So I think that's important to go through those values and be like, how am I actually... Because if you have relationships, we had a guy who's come through Standout who went online and hated it.
Yeah.
Because interaction relationships was a really strong core value of his. And then he was locked in his house by himself.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest transitions I think you have to make.
Yeah.
If you want to do it.
So understanding...
We're playing footsies over here. Oof.
Don't mess up either of those shoes.
Yeah, true. You got good shoes, I got good shoes.
At least they're both clean. So then from there, I think it's also important to have business-based values as well. So in the past, we've only taught the personal ones, I think, because we're limited to 90 minutes in Standout. But I think it's actually worthwhile to 100%. Write down what your business values are, and that'll help direct decision-making within the business.
100%.
And because I was writing the YouTube video on this topic, and I was like, there's actually so many opportunities and directions you can take inside fitness.
Yeah.
I think if you can get to 100K, let's say like 30, 35, 40 clients.
Yeah.
And you can sustain that for an extended period of time. And everything you've done, Standout PT, everything's systemized, everything's efficient, everything's good.
Yeah.
Retention's good. You've actually built a business. You can do so much shit.
Yeah.
You can go online, you can open a gym, you can put on contractors,
yeah.
you can become an educator, you can go into government, you can, there's so many different directions you can take, and like half the shit we did, we just made it up.
Yeah.
There was no subby mentorship type role when we did it. We actually had our management say that'll never work. That's stupid.
Yeah,
and it's been running for 8 years. Like, it's so much scope to expand out of. Mm. So knowing what your values are allows you to pick the right one.
Yeah,
because not everyone's built to build a team.
Yeah, yeah, that's. I think we said it a couple of weeks ago because people don't know what they can be. What they don't know what opportunities can be had.
Yeah,
they just copy what other people do.
Yeah,
and if it doesn't align with your values, you're gonna like be unfilled, probably there's going to be like heaps of friction. Yeah. Like it's not going to work out.
And that's that cost of ignorance.
Correct.
As well. Like you're leaving stuff on the table because you just don't know that, hey, there's more than your gym floor.
Yeah.
And you even inside your gym floor, there's more that you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't have to put on a team of coaches. You don't have to gravitate online. You don't have to do anything. It's like just because other people are doing it, it might not sit in. I've got one of my coaches. I'm like, oh, like they went through a rebrand, changed their name, and I'm like, oh, okay, so you're obviously going to bring on another coach. And they were like, nah, I have no intention of doing that.
Yeah.
And it's like, and that's a really good example of just like having an understanding of like, what your business stands for, where it's going, what your goals are, and not leading into what everyone else is doing just because that's what people think is what you're supposed to do.
I think the values for your business also gives you an identity as well.
Yep.
So ours, for example, so ours is contribution, integrity, excellence, prosperity, and fulfillment.
Yep.
So when we sit down to make any form of decision, it needs to align with all or at least some of those.
Yeah.
Definitely not be counterintuitive to any of them. Mm. So if it's not fulfilling, we won't do it.
Yeah.
And I think when I was writing these down, one that stood out to me was the prosperity. And we've had chats on the podcast about like, oh, do I show the lifestyle? And like we were even like, I stopped posting golf because people were like, oh, it must be nice.
Yeah.
I think when you have a value of prosperity, it's like, well, we're only going to attract people who also want to prosper.
Yeah.
In life, in finances, in whatever. So it's like when we come on here and we talk about like, this is what we're doing. This is, we're aiming for this. And Jace drives a really nice car and Ben drives a Hyundai. But like, when we talk about that stuff, we assume that everybody else is probably going to share a similar value.
Yeah.
In that prosperity is okay.
Yeah.
And even if you're not, you don't view prosperity as material goods, you value it as travel or experiences or whatever else. Like you can still see across the board that it's prosperous for everyone.
Yeah.
And we don't have to pull back on who we are any success that we have or anything like that, because we love sharing that shit with people because that's our identity.
Yeah.
And we believe that everyone can.
Yeah.
And we're both allergic to people who think that they can't.
Yeah. And to people who shit on people who do.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that starts when you start to talk about message and value and culture.
Yeah.
Knowing these things is really important, because it's like, oh, should we talk about what we spent on this or what we did there or what we made? It was like, well, yeah, because we believe everyone can prosper and we want to help everyone get to that level.
Also gives people hope, man. Storytelling.
Doing all right with a hope thing. Yeah. Even if you cry on a podcast, you can still make it.
Really leaning into the hope thing on the first episode, but we were aware of it.
Yeah.
So obviously next week's going to be Jace's turn to cry.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
We've had two.
Yeah, Jess cried last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. If Ben cries next time, I'll cry.
I'll still take one for the team, bro.
Then Ben cried. And then I cried. And then Tam cried.
This one's interesting because my life is obviously, you know how we sit down with trainers and you're like, if you don't have a 3-year goal, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing in 3 years.
I'm having a kid in 6 months. I'm like, hey, I don't know what life looks like.
My 3-year plan's been messed up around this situation as well. I don't know what we're doing.
So, yeah, have you... I wrote 6 month, 3 year, 5 year.
Mm.
Have you got tangibles?
I actually have to revisit mine.
Yeah.
Because we, our goal was to buy the house.
Yeah.
And that took 3 years to buy it.
Yeah.
And then we kind of moved in and we're just, now we've just been chasing our fucking, like it's, I can't believe we've been in the house for 9 years, 9 months.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like we've just been.
Consolidate.
Yeah, just like doing,
yeah,
working, you know, whatever. So we had a chat about obviously like holiday, and you know, we've been talking about, you know, what other stuff, investments and whatever. So I think we need to kind of sit down, even from a personal perspective, yeah, and do that. And then I think I need to revisit it work wise too, just because business has changed.
Mm.
Like our business has changed, and it always does.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I think from an acute perspective, like doing okay. You know, like that 3 month, you know, kind of 3 to 6 month.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this many clients, this, you know, this amount of weekly income, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then it's like the 5 year goal has always been the same.
Yeah.
You know, or the 3 year goal has always been the same, sorry. And then that 5 year one's starting to change again.
Yeah.
Because it's like the more I mature and the more the business evolves, the less that 5 year goal stands solely inside fitness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like starting to think about a life outside of fitness as well. Not moving out completely, but it's like diversifying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. My short term is dials up on everything we're already doing.
Yeah.
And this new project.
Yeah.
Seeing if it's got teeth, which I think it does. And it'll be really exciting if it does.
Yep.
And then, yeah, the 3 year... It's interesting. Like, it's been the same, but now it's real.
Yeah.
So, it's like, have the flexibility to put my kid to bed every night. Like,
yeah.
And be there in the morning and all that kind of stuff. But now it's like, it's not...
It's not talk.
Not intangible.
Yeah.
And...
Got to be about it now.
Yeah. It's like, saying you don't want... Like, I don't want Amy to have to go back to work.
Yeah.
Saying that's really easy.
100%.
And then it's like, that income's going to disappear. What are you going to do? It's like, fuck, okay.
Yeah.
Life looks a little
especially
different.
Especially if you want your lifestyle different. To be the same.
Correct. You know? Yeah. So, a lot of things I think have shifted. And the last 6 months for me has been trying to reduce that ignorance deficit as much as possible.
Yeah.
It's like it's got to be easier than what it's been. It's got to be other ways, other ventures, ways to use our skill sets and provide value. It's like, what's Hormozy's thing? The easiest way to make $1 million is to sell 10 things for $10,000 or sell 10 things for $100,000 or something. It's like, buy a really expensive thing and sell it for more.
Yeah.
Versus buying something for $20 and selling it for $30.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy it for $20,000 and sell it for $30,000.
Solve people's problems that pay more money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
and just at a higher ticket, which I think is, like you said, is there limits on that in fitness? That's a question, not a statement.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think to the tickets that other industries are comparably solving.
Yeah.
I would argue that
comparably
it wouldn't match up.
The last business coach that I was actually willing to work with wanted $30,000 a year.
Yeah, and there would be corporate people that wouldn't even blink at that.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Because
if
you're...
Granted, it's his target market's 10 years older than me, and he was like really open with that in the call.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't think there's many fit pros that have $30,000 to throw at that.
Was that 12 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And like I said, even if they do, it would be like a strategic kind of decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other industries, people wouldn't blink at that. They're like, cool, like, you know, what is that? Like $600 a week to make me better. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're on $5,000 a week, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So I think, like you said, there's fitness won't leave because it's such a vital pathway to the why that we talked about.
Yeah.
Being able to influence people.
Yep.
And help them to, live their best life, but live their best life.
Improve their situation.
Yeah. Interesting. I think that's about it.
Yeah. Was that a long one?
No, only an hour three.
Oh, good.
It was just heavy.
Just impactful.
Just heavy.
Given hope, delivering value. That was good.
Hope is the new message. Let us know what you think.
Let us know your thoughts.
Now, also, I had this question last week. Spotify has, because we have the videos now.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll do this in the intro. So if you already heard the intro, you know what I'm talking about. But there's a button down the bottom right-hand corner on Spotify that if you push share, you can share it straight to Instagram. Because if you screenshot it, it goes black screen because of the video, and you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, okay.
So I had someone message me like, oh, keep shooting yourself. I'm like, use the share button.
Because it's like Netflix. They stop copywriting music videos and shit.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That makes sense.
Awesome. Okay. But yes, please subscribe, like, share, do all the stuff.
Yeah.
Really helps with the reach.
Yeah.
And stay tuned to the social media. It either has been announced or will be this week. The final details for the 2-day most practical workshop the Australian Fitness has ever seen. We hope to see you there.
Get it.
Tickets are going to go quick. Bye.
Okay. See you guys.